If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris and Amy Show, we're glad that you are with us today. And we're also glad now to be joined by Katie Shields, women's soccer coach at St. Louis University. We'll be joined by Kevin Kalish, who is on the men's side. He'll be with us shortly. Katie, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you. And so we were just talking about how cold it is. This is great soccer weather, though.
This is like playoff weather at Herman Stadium. I don't know about May, but yeah, it's fantastic soccer weather.
Yeah, no, it is, because I've heard some of the golfers say that it's a little chilly at the moment, I guess, for golf. It's going to warm up, though. I think it looks like the sun's coming out, so it's going to be perfect weather. But yeah, if you're active, out running around. And speaking of soccer, we did want to throw out there that tickets on sale for women's soccer games tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, season tickets for our home slate and a lot of exciting opponents coming up.
What do the people need to know about the team this year? Who's new? Who's coming back?
Yeah, we've got a great blend. Some returning, really talented women. Hannah Larson will kind of headline. She's going into her sixth season of SLU women's soccer. She's been a part of all of our championship teams these last 7 years. And Julia Simon as well. And they're two really dynamic attacking players, and just excited to get them back both in Billiken Blue for an extra year. And then a ton of young talent. Hope Kim, we scored about 19 goals in 5 games this spring, and she scored more than half of those. So excited to have her as well back.
Yeah.
This is a good time of year for this. So as the program has continued to grow, what do you like best about the direction it has gone?
I think, you know, it's been incremental and not without struggle, but it's just been steady growth in terms of the internal progress, the talent we're able to recruit and attract, a lot of that being St. Louis, a talent. And then to also start to make some serious inroads on the national stage and to truly be able to be of the elite caliber nationally.
Is that intentional, that you want to go after local talent first, or is it just sort of, hey, whoever I see, and doesn't matter where they're from?
I mean, we don't really care where you're from, right. but we just have found that the foundation of this program has been really successful with St. Louisans or the greater St. Louis area. And it's just, I think there's something special about representing your hometown and doing it in one of the best soccer stadiums in the country and an incredible fan base. So we have a really unique recipe.
When you look at hot spots for developing soccer, high school soccer players, club soccer players going to play college, how does St. Louis compare to other hot spots across the country? Like, what are those other hot spots? I know with field hockey, they say like Pennsylvania is a hot spot. Like, it just seems so random. Like, that's the big, you know, hot spot. How is that with soccer, and how does St. Louis compare?
Sure. I mean, for a city of our size, we are elite. Yeah. It's one of the prime developers of youth talent, college talent, professional, and then national team level talent. You know, California is obviously in there, Texas, New Jersey, New York, but outside of those, you know, huge spaces, St. Louis is absolutely in the elite caliber.
Why is that? Why? Yeah. How do we get?
How
to
long do you have?
Let's see. We have several minutes.
Hours.
Yeah, we have four more hours. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it starts, there's just a tremendous love for the game and deep history. What started on the men's side is obviously now, you know, filtered into the women's and the girls. And then I think we just have tremendous youth system here, really good youth coaches who are in it for the right reasons, you know, and bringing them up. And then I think there's just from that standpoint, there's also tremendous opportunity to play at the next level, whether mm-hmm. it be college or professional in this city. And so if you can see it, you can be it. And there's been that pattern in St. Louis. And so just very fortunate. And it's one of the reasons I'm so proud to coach our women and coach this program is because of that rich tradition.
Well, the U.S. women's national team, we're just a month away from them playing at Energizer Park in St. Louis, June 3rd. I guess they got a new opponent. They're playing Jamaica instead of China. I don't know what happened there, but they are playing China once, right? For one game?
I believe they are. And, you know, most people, especially these friendlies, yeah. you don't care who they're playing. You're showing up to watch. You know, our women, they're the main deal, the main show. And I think they're honoring Becky Sauerbrunn that night, kind of hometown hero. So it's just a first-class team in a first-class stadium. And, I'll be there, and I know most of our women will as well.
Kevin Kalish is the SLU men's coach, and he joins the show now. It's good to see you. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
We were just talking. Katie was just saying a lot of things about the men's program.
Thanks, Katie.
So so this part, we were talking about this time of the year and, like, the weather. This is perfect soccer weather, it feels like. 'Cause you don't want it to be usually in St. Louis in the summer when the MLS season goes. It's like 100 and humid. Golf, not so great. Soccer, this is perfect.
Perfect, yeah, I agree. We just finished up a great spring season with the guys, and we're excited for what's next.
What do you take from a spring season before you get to the next step?
You know, for us, it was, you know, we graduated 16 guys.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. Yeah. So we're going to have a new cycle of guys coming in. And so a lot of our younger players, maybe who didn't get a ton of minutes last fall, just played bigger roles this spring and opportunities to perform and earn spots.
Okay, this might be a really stupid question, so I apologize. But, you know, games evolve, strategies evolve, like tennis, right? Like the serve and sure. volley era of men's tennis and how it's evolved. Has soccer evolved in different strategies and plays, or is it tried and true? Going back decades, you'll see some of the same type of play.
Actually, I think it goes in cycles. I think if you kind of look at history, I think you'll see different tactics that come back and I would say become more prominent. A lot of it, you know, if at least from the men's side, we're like 5 years behind Europe, it seems like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of the top teams in terms of, if you watch like a lot of the. You know, the really, I would say, forward-thinking managers across the world and some of the tactics that they're employing. I think you start to see it in the college game maybe 3 or 4 years later in some ways.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of quality coaches in college soccer, and I think the game obviously continues to evolve. I would think it definitely continues to adapt, and I would say cycles come back into play in terms of different tactics.
Now you're talking about this, and I think about the NFL, and in the last several years, professional coaches have been borrowing from lower levels. They see things that maybe are done in high school mm-hmm. or done in college, and they go, oh, maybe we can implement that or a version of it. Does it happen that way in soccer, too, where maybe you do see something that's not – you know, not necessarily college or professional, but you see it in high school and you think that would work.
Yeah, I steal from everybody.
Yeah,
I don't
care
who you are. You know, whether that's Coach Kalish here or another sport, you know, our basketball programs, I love to watch them work and just steal ideas. And I'm a big believer, and I think, you know, some of our youth coaches, high school, club, they're the best teachers because they just spend so many hours teaching the game to a younger population. So I love to hire them because I just think they bring a really different look and lens to our women. And so absolutely, I steal from everyone.
You steal too?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I like all the documentaries that are out there, right? I think there's just so much information now and so many great leaders and coaches you can draw from.
Well, like I think in writing, there's the old joke, if you steal from one person, it's plagiarism, but if you steal from everyone, it's research. So there you go. True,
that's exactly true. Right. That's interesting, Katie. You said that you steal from basketball. So what can you get from another sport?
I mean, you can, it's honestly for us sometimes training ideas, you know, the way they organize their game to play, metrics they track. You know, there's a college basketball program we kind of stole on a theme from, in terms of they track energy giving behaviors. So we've stolen that, you know, and now we track them in our way and we've defined what they look like in our environment. And so, you know, not necessarily we're stealing inbound plays, but maybe how they talk about space and timing, but then also, you know, different ways they are able to bring out their concepts, you know, within a practice or an environment.
What about even just, and I think this is what you were alluding to, but the way you run a team with certain resources, saying, okay, like mental health resources, nutritional resources, the balance of academics, athletics, and then even just downtime, just kind of seeing what makes a successful program.
Absolutely. You know, I think in a lot of ways, we're general managers at times. And I, you know, soccer is so little percentage of what we actually get to do. And so, you know, if you see someone from the outside who does it really, really, it looks like seamlessly well, then you want to get in there and understand and try to, again, stay true to yourself, but make sure that you're maximizing all the resources our women and men have to offer.
This question is for both of you, because the National Women's Professional League has gotten more and more attention. It has expanded quite a bit, obviously MLS here. So we're talking about local or domestic professional soccer leagues. How much has that either affected or helped at the collegiate level, how soccer is run or how it has progressed?
I think just obviously having St. Louis City in our backyard has been a tremendous boost from a recruiting perspective, just from an opportunity for us to go down and watch training to see what the highest level looks like, to be able to really kind of look at various players and profiles and try to you know, basically translate that back to the college game and seeing where players are. So just having that in our backyard a mile down the road, it's just been unbelievable for us.
I think for, you know, us in the women's side, what we've seen the last 5 years is it's truly become an option to become a professional, you know, and living wage and truly pursue that dream without giving up, you know, financial security. And so I think for our women, it's professionalized our jobs a little bit more. And there's just a lot more infrastructure around the women's game, which is exciting.
I'm sure you both can speak to this as well, but when I look at the numbers of student athletes, collegiate athletes, and then you look at CEOs and executives in the business world and those who go on to really successful careers, such a crazy percentage of them were student athletes and what they were able to accomplish. What is it about being a student athlete that you think, you know, chicken or the egg as far as, you know, who goes on to be successful in life?
Yeah, I've experienced this really recently, having some of these our women who've been with our program for 5 years and now go interview, and they keep telling me they're using like our culture in their interview answers. But I think what we're teaching them, hopefully, if we do it well, is how to be a part of a team and how to be a part of something bigger than themselves and deal with adversity and really get out of their comfort zone. But then these are also inherently, you know, chicken and egg question. These are inherently competitors and they're high achieving individuals. And so we're just trying to create an environment that brings out the best in what they've already come to us. A lot of that is how they grew up, how they, you know, were raised in their household. But I do think we have influence, but I also think it's the population that is drawn to what we do.
100%.
Yeah, Kevin, what the summer is coming up here. So what's the work like for a head coach during the summer getting ready for the fall?
Well, recruiting never stops, right? So I think, you know, for us, it's going to continually looking at not only, you know, this upcoming season and try to add players. The transfer portal just opened this week, right? So, you know, we're busy with that. And then obviously looking out at 26 and 27. And so we have a lot of like ID camps and opportunities for players to come in and showcase themselves, see campus. And then obviously just a ton of recruiting across the country.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So, guys, we appreciate you sitting down with us. But yep. Before we say goodbye, could you both tell Amy why ties in soccer are okay?
I get frustrated.
She gets so angry because City loves to tie.
They do love to tie, and I
and
just,
she gets so I mad would, about it. And like, she won't stop talking.
Lose. I struggle with the tie.
Kevin, you guys, you led the country a few years ago.
Oh my gosh, uh-huh. It seems like
I love. I threw him under the bus. You would know, Kevin.
Yes. And the worst thing is, she one of the best things about college soccer that they had. So we had this. We had the golden goal, right? So no other league or anything had a golden goal, which is a sudden death goal. Just kind of like last night with the Blues game, right? Yeah. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong end of it. But then we go and vote it out as coaches. I'm like, what are we doing? This is excitement. We're making it more boring for the fans. So I kind of agree with you a bit, but I'm a purist traditionalist would say it's part of the game. So.
Well, it was worth having that question asked just so we could watch Katie go, Kevin.
Yeah. You love the tie.
That's right. That's right. I need to get some more goal scorers like Katie's got in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can do about it.
That's the best.
I'm just a little anti-tie.
Well, Katie, all you did was throw him out of the bus. You didn't tell us how you feel about it.
I give Kevin a hard time, but there is a tactic to it. And I just think it is a point, you know, and we're trying to get into a championship, get into a playoff picture. So they are probably a lot more sophisticated. We kind of live by the fire, die by the fire at times in our program. But, I think it is part of it, to Kevin's point, is part of the game, and there is value. And I don't think any of us coaches are trying to play for time.
Katie's like, come on, Kevin, make a decision, lose or win. Just get it over with. Guys, thank you so much for sitting down with us. Good luck in the summer and next year. And I know we'll talk to you guys
soon.
Yeah,
thanks for having us. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Katie Shields and Kevin Kalish, soccer coaches at St. Louis University. We will talk about that abomination last night in the Blues loss.
Well,
and also the
Chris
great
May
weekend.
Chris May said we're not allowed to talk about it.
Chris May is not here right now. I can do whatever I want. So we will talk to Matt Pauly about that and the Cardinals' good weekend next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.